Good evening. If you'll take your Bibles out for just a moment and turn to the book of Acts, read just a couple verses in Acts chapter 26. In verse 27. And the background here is Paul speaking to Agrippa as he's before him. And this will give us a basis for our invitation tonight. Starting in verse 27, he says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these bonds. And that's the background for a song that we find in our songbook, and I will read the words of that song here in just a second. But there was a lesson, and the story behind the song of Almost Persuaded was that there was a preacher preaching a lesson back in the 1800s, and one of the members in the audience, the writer of the song, heard that lesson. And I'll leave you with a quote after we read the song that the preacher said. It's not my quote, but it's his, but it's what inspired the writing of this song. And I believe the words, even though they are written by a man, they're powerful words. And if you want to turn and read with me, it's song number 348 in our regular song books. And it's Almost Persuaded is the title. And it says, almost persuaded now to believe, almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day, on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded, come today. Almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here, angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear, O wanderer come. Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail, almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter wail, almost but lost. And the quote that I'll leave you with and that was uttered by the preacher that day was that if you're almost persuaded, you're almost saved. And if you're almost saved, you're entirely lost. And I think you'll find that to be true. And at this time, we'll offer an invitation to those in the audience. If you're subject to the invitation, don't be almost persuaded. Now is the time. And now is not the time to wait for, there's no time to wait for a more convenient time because you may not be afforded that time. We don't know when the hour will come that Jesus will return. Not even Jesus knows that, only God does. So it could come like a thief in the night, and if we're not prepared, we'll be lost. Also, if you're a child of God and you're subject to the invitation, if you've fallen away from the things that are right and you need the prayers of the saints, now is also an opportunity to come forward as we stand and we sing.